Rex Chapman likens Clarence Thomas to a black white supremacist, repeats racist stereotype about blacks in basketball. By Dylan Gwynn on June 30, 2022. Former NBA player Rex Chapman blasted Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas on Thursday, likening him to a black white supremacist. The sometimes basketball analyst and full-time Twitter personality began his rant by sharing a video of Thomas and the son of late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia attending graduation at Christendom College in 2018. Chapman noted that, besides Thomas, there wasn't another person of color in the picture. Chapman then oddly claimed that the graduates in the video, and their parents, viewed a picture with Thomas as their entry into Black America. From there, Chapman attacked Thomas's credibility and standing as a black man by saying he would never last in an NBA locker room. Chapman then dogged Thomas further by repeating the racist trope that all black men love basketball and criticized Thomas for not attending NBA games. Does Chapman believe that being black automatically means you should love basketball and go to NBA games? One of Chapman's 1.2 million followers then responded by likening Thomas to Clayton Bigsby, a character from the Chappelle Show who was a black, white supremacist who didn't know he was black because he was blind. Can't tell him that. He's Clayton Bigsby, only thing is, he isn't blind, the Twitter user wrote. After replying to the Twitter user's comment with an on-target emoji, Chapman doubled down by tweeting a Clayton Bigsby clip from the Chappelle Show in which a reporter wonders how it came to be that Bigsby became a black-white supremacist. Just as Thomas has been singled out by liberal politicians and the activist left for his role in overturning Roe v. Wade last week, in addition to being alluded to as a black-white supremacist by Chapman, Thomas was also called Uncle Clarence by actor Samuel L. Jackson. Chapman is most recently known as one of several failed personalities who made up the talent roster on the extremely short-lived CNN Plus venture. Since the collapse of CNN Plus, he has spent his time advancing liberal tropes and posting false information often without attribution, which is pretty much what he was doing before he joined CNN Plus.